trying to get 25 likes and subscribers. Amen. So if you could help me out, I would greatly appreciate it. It is the mission, amen, of this ministry, amen, to teach and preach the gospel of truth, to bring the light of the word of God into the darkness of this world. So if you just hit that subscribe button, amen, and that like button, if you're watching on YouTube, hallelujah, on Facebook, I would greatly appreciate it. We are here, amen, to let you know what's really going on. Mm-hmm. So that you would understand, amen, that the things you see on the news and the things you hear, amen, in the public sphere, these are not passing winds. Man, these aren't, you know, just things that are happening and going to eventually fade away. No, this is a direct demonic attack from the enemy upon every man, every woman, every child on this earth. And it's time for the church of the living God. Time for every true believer. Amen. For us to stand up by getting on our knees, praying, seeking the face of God, that he might give us the wherewithal, the wisdom, amen, the word, the understanding to defeat this enemy. The word of God tells us clearly, amen, this is not a struggle against Republicans. This is not a struggle against Democrats. It's not a struggle against President Trump or any other politicians, amen. But what we struggle against, according to the word of God, amen, not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms. And so with that in mind, amen, hallelujah, I want to put the spotlight of truth, the word of God, upon the demonic trans ideology. If you take a look here at this screenshot I have, amen, it clearly shows you, amen, that there is something going on in this world. There is something, amen, that seems to be causing confusion for those that do not understand. And so therefore, it is the responsibility of every believer, Christian, every preacher, every evangelist, amen, every prophet, every believer in the truth according to the word of God, to speak up by getting on our knees and praying. And not only that, amen, but to stand in the way we vote, stand in the way we interact, hallelujah, against this demonic influence that is rapidly running over this nation. Now, I know some of you don't see it like that. Some of you don't believe it like that. But I'm not here to make you feel good. I'm not here, amen, it's not my intent to tell you tickling things that, hallelujah, will not offend you. But I'm here to speak the truth of the word of God concerning the situations, the circumstances, the demonic influences that are going on in this world. The slide right here that you see on the screen, hallelujah, it is, amen, from the National Post. Now, this was published in 23, but I literally just heard about this today. So I looked it up for myself to bring it before you. And you can see what it says. It says, womb transplants for transgender transgender women, i.e. men that want to act like, talk like, appear like women, will soon be possible. So the doctors say. The little caption right here says that, according to this article, published, amen, by Ms. Sharon Kirkey, February 9th, 2023, it says, amen, if the anatomical challenges in transgender women, i.e. men, can be overcome, and surgeons have said none seem insurmountable. In other words, they're saying they're not seeing any issues right now where they don't think they're not going to be able to overcome to make it possible to put a uterus from a woman into a man so that man can appear as a woman by possibly having a child. Come on, somebody. How demonic is that? How sick is that? Where are the preachers? Where are the evangelists? I know I'm not the only one that sees this. I know I'm not the only one talking about this. So don't get the wrong impression. But what I'm saying, amen, that it's time for the church to stop being silent and to speak up. Why? So that we can save the souls, or should I better say, so that the souls of those that are under this demonic ideology can hear the truth of the gospel and be saved and are delivered. That's why the church needs to speak up. This is trans ideology. I got another slide that I added that really wasn't initially part of my broadcast tonight, but something that I saw, and I want to add this too. You can see the headline. It says, "Parental Rights Trans Case May Head to Supreme Court." Without reading the whole thing, I'm just going to hit the highlights. And what happened, I saw on YouTube the clip where the father in Massachusetts was addressing the school board there because of what they did with his daughter. And to sum it up, I highlighted it right here, amen, bolded out. It says, what happened was that they were transitioning his daughter without him having any knowledge of it. Did you hear what I just said? This government school was transitioning his daughter from a female, from his little girl, into a little boy without his consent, without his knowledge. So he goes to the school board, okay? And according, amen, to the First Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals, amen, they upheld a lower federal court's decision in Massachusetts, where this father resides at. It said that the parents of middle school student did not have a constitutional right. Hear me now. The government in Massachusetts said that the parents did not have a constitutional right to be informed by the government-run school that, in this case, his 11-year-old daughter was identifying as a gender queer at school with their new name and pronoun. So the school was doing this, supporting this with the child, unbeknownst to the father. And once the father finds out, he takes it to court, and then the court system there says, that he has no right to know what the school is doing to his child, what the school is facilitating with his child. How demonic is that? It's time for the church to stand up. So that brings me to our subject matter today. Hallelujah. It is about time, amen, for us to get a made up mind Are we going to stand with or stand against? We're going to stand for or not stand at all? Why? Because this trans ideology, amen, it is purposefully trying to reshape this nation. But I didn't want to come to you with politics. I want to come to you with the word. Amen. I want to come to you with the truth. So let us look at the truth. Amen. We need a biblical response. We need a word response to what is going on. So now we have to deal with this thing, this redefining of truth. See, the cornerstone, the foundation of this trans ideology is the belief that personal identity is fluid. It can change. And self-determination, regardless of one's biological sex. In other words, amen, that even though you were created as a male and or a female, hallelujah, the ideal, amen, is that you can decide what you want to be after God has already created you. Okay. Hallelujah. Now let me answer that question that I hear a lot of y'all saying. Holy Spirit, thank you. I can hear a lot of y'all saying, right, but God created me like this. The devil is a liar. God did not create you in that confusion. Sin happened. Sin got into your heart. Sin got into your mind. Hallelujah. Took these young, tender children. Amen. We all been there. We all were little at one time. And many of us, amen, played with the idea or struggled with the idea of who we were or who we are. And so remember, the Bible tells us what? That the devil only wants to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. And that the enemy, hallelujah, is seeking out those with whom he can do this to. Hallelujah. And who is more vulnerable than children? Who are more to be influenced by adults than children? And so we see this rise of identity in our young folks over their physical reality, their biological being. Because they're in confusion, they're rejecting. Hallelujah. What God has done, how God has created them. And remember in the garden, remember the question, hallelujah, that the devil presented to Eve. Hallelujah. Do you not remember that? Amen. It's the same question. It's the same, hallelujah, thing that he's doing today. Hallelujah. When he spoke to Eve, hallelujah, he didn't really come directly at, you know, but he kind of sort of, in a way, made her question by planting a seed of doubt, a seed of envy in her. Let me read it to you. Genesis Chapter 3. Amen. It says, let's start over here on verse number 1. Now, the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God, amen, had made. And he, that is this here serpent, said to the woman, has God indeed, there go the implant of the question, has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree in the garden? See, that's what the devil is doing with our young folks, amen. He's planting that seed of doubt and saying, are you really a boy? Are you really a girl? But I come by to speak truth according to the word of God. I come by to tell you, amen, that yes, you are born male and female. Mm-hmm. You're born male and you're born female. There ain't no if and or buts about it. Either you are a male or you're a female. And the reason that our young folks are going through what they're going through, amen, is because the enemy is implanting in them the doubt of who they are created to be. Mm-hmm. Genesis 1:27, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created male and female. He created them. Want some more scripture? Psalms 139, verse 13. For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. One more. Romans 1:22. Claiming to be wise, they became fools. They exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshiped and served the creature, amen, rather than the creator. Come on, somebody. We have got to understand, hallelujah, that there is a demonic influence that is happening all around us. And so it's causing, amen, a dramatic shift in our cultural values. We see it all around us. Truth is being redefined by personal perception. You've heard the term, my truth, your truth. Mm-hmm. And spiritual implications for identity, there are. Immorality, we see it playing out before us. Mm-hmm. We see what this ideology is doing. You know, I've been hearing a lot about this Thomas Sowell, and I've watched some of his talk, his work. This was a very wise man. The Lord made him a very, very wise man. Hallelujah. And he said, amen. He says, emotions neither prove nor disprove facts. There was a time when any rational adult understood this. You hear that? There was a time I find myself saying that a lot. Man, I remember when this wasn't even a question. You know, if you had said, you know, anything opposite than what we know to be true, they'd say, what's the matter with you? But now when you start beginning to speak truth, when you begin to speak reality, the world wants to say there's something wrong with you, wrong with us. Thomas Sowell said, but there was a time when any rational adult understood this. But years of dumbed down education, and I did a video on the de-education of America. Come on, somebody. See, when you listen, if you watch this channel, you're going to get information. You're going to get informed. You might not like what you hear, but it's going to be true. Come on now. It's going to be true. It's not going to be my opinion. It's going to be the word of the living God. Hallelujah. It's going to be facts. Hallelujah. But it says, amen, that any rational adult understood this. But years of dumbed down education and emphasis on how people feel, come on now, somebody, have left too many people unable, hear that, unable to see through this media gimmick, amen, this trash garbage of so-called news and or education. Come on now. We have to understand, hallelujah, that there are things happening with our children, amen. You heard me say in the beginning, talking about, hallelujah, the government schools and how they are indoctrinating our kids. And this is just one aspect of it. The biggest, I ain't gonna say the biggest, but one of the other major indoctrinations is not educating the kids. Yep, you heard me say that. Not educating the kids. I have a son that's 42 years old. I thank the Lord for him. Amen. But he's at that age now. And it still blows my mind when I even say that, because when I retired from the military, the Army, when me and my wife stepped away, Hallelujah. I was 42 when I retired. And now my son, praise God, 42 years old. But I bring Chris up because I've had talks with him with this work that he was doing, hallelujah. And he was saying to me, tell me about these young people. These young people, we're talking folks in their 20s, amen, late 20s, early 30s. He called them young people. But one of the things that he has said in those conversations from time to time is this, how they don't have the common sense factor. They're really ignorant. They're really dumb to things that me and you took for granted. That's true. But they don't take it for truth anymore, so they walk in confusion. This transgender ideology. Amen. It is slowly but surely trying to break the fabric of this nation. It is aggressively targeting, amen, the next generation. Yes, that means your grandchildren, my grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, amen. Your young folks that are in the school system now, and yes, the college system now, preschool now, going to the schools, and I've watched these videos on YouTube where they, at these school board meetings, where parents are bringing up what we used to call pornography, books telling the kids to do stuff I can't even say, and I wouldn't say on this broadcast, how to do this, that, and the other. Graphic details. We used to call that pornography, and people used to go to jail for that. But because they have it in the schools, they call it sex education. Uh-huh. Elementary school, kindergarten, preschool, you name it, it's there. You don't believe me? Don't take my word for it. I've said it every broadcast I've had. Don't take the word for it because Brother Miller said so. Go check it out for yourself. But this transgender ideology is targeting, and it's aggressively targeting the next generation. Children are being taught that gender, I can't even get it out, it's not fixed, but can be chosen. As I said, they have curricula in schools now, amen, that are making it normal, hallelujah. They're doing hormone treatments, gender transitions. I just told you about one example. With a father in Massachusetts, amen. And even our entertainment, you can't even look at what used to be called Family Hour, and they still call it Family Hour in some places, but the stuff they have on there is not family whatsoever. It's demonic. It's ungodly. And they try to package it, amen, to entice, not just young people, but entice you and I to accept it, to go along with it, or to become silent and just deal with it by ourselves. Entertainment, social media, they present this gender ideology as some type of healthy option for self-discovery. Now, along with that happens when I tell you earlier, the example I gave you, it undermines parental authority. The devil is a liar. It dismantles the moral foundations and introduces confusion, amen, in these young people's lives at a critical stage of their life when they don't know, they don't understand. But it's calculated. And yes, now, maybe you haven't thought this, but I've thought it every time I've seen this and heard this. Amen. How in the world do these so-called adults say that this is okay on these school boards? I mean, some of them have got to be parents, grandparents, great-grandparents. How is it possible that they approve these types of things? And something just dropped in my spirit. No. So when they become okay for boys to compete against girls, men against women, and we say, oh, that's all right. There's no difference. And we all know that it is. As a famous comedian once said, who you gonna believe, me or your lying eyes? Come on now, somebody. Mm-hmm. It is a calculated effort to reshape the moral compass of a future generation. Proverbs 22 and 6 tells us to do what? Proverbs 22 and 6 says, train up a child in the way he or she should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. In other words, mama, in other words, daddy, grandma, grandpa, whoever you may be, hallelujah, we got to get the word to them. Amen. We got to teach it. We got to preach it. But more importantly, we got to live it before them. Hallelujah. Used to be that the church was the place where the family went together. Mom and dad took their children, amen. They didn't send them, but they took them so the family could grow together. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't seem to be anymore. Need to train our children in the word of the living God. Deuteronomy 6 and 7 says what? In these words that I command you today, the Lord was talking to Israel, as they were preparing to cross into the promised land, cross into Cana. Amen. He says, I command you today shall be your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children. We need to be teaching the word of God to our children so that when they go to these schools and they're confronted with these things, we give them something to stand on. What's really going on? Come on now. If you like what I'm saying tonight, if you like what I'm trying not to preach. I don't want to preach this. I'm just trying to bring some information forward. But if you like what I'm saying, hallelujah. If you want to get more of this, go ahead and like that channel. I want to like this channel, amen, amen. And go ahead and click that subscribe button. Matthew 18 and 6 says, but if anyone causes one of these little ones who believe in me to stumble, come on now. Or do you hear the word? But if anyone causes one of these little ones who believe in me to stumble, it will be better for him to have a large millstone hung around his neck and be drowned in the depths of the sea. That's the word. That's God speaking. Uh-huh. He's saying, look here. You cause some of these children to be lost intentionally. It's going to be better for you. Amen. If you're just going to throw a heavy stone around your body and you drown. But the scriptures are telling us, amen, that God is letting us know that life is sacred. It is precious and that we need to protect. And not just life, but in this case, we're talking about the little ones, the children, amen, that they need to be protected. Hallelujah. They need to be protected from indoctrination. It's not just a political issue. It is spiritual assault on the innocence of children and their development into, you know, fine, young, healthy, mentally, physically, spiritually people. And it's a calculated assault by the enemy. So what? Silencing dissent. See, they started this practice back with the COVID era when they began to, amen, take people's jobs from them because they wouldn't submit to the needle. They lost their jobs. They were taken off of programs, amen, because they would not submit to the needle. And now we see an expansion of that, amen, the silencing of dissent, that is, in other words, the collapse, amen, the taking away of free speech and faith. I told somebody today, amen, I said, I am one that believes that everything is spiritual. Everything. And many times it plays out.